Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Liberty Live Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're going to be talking about the gift that you will want to receive this year, the gift that you will want to get for yourself. It's one of those gifts that you just can't give to anybody else. It's no one size fits all, right? And it's interesting. It's I know that many of y'all have probably watched the Christmas Vacation movie, and many of you have probably seen that movie a million times. And most of you probably know every line in the film. There is, and let me just kind of bring you back to a particular line that I like in the film. You have Clark, and he has a whole family standing in the living area, and they're having this entire breakdown, and he gets his Christmas bonus, right? And the mailman, the guy shows up, the delivery guy shows up really quickly, and he feels bad. He's like, you know, hey, this fell between the seat and the truck, and I feel really bad. And he's like, oh my gosh. And he's like, this is the Christmas bonus. And he reveals it to everybody. He holds up the envelope so everybody can ooh and ah and all that situation going on. And he says, you know, hey, I didn't want to tell everybody this, but, you know, I'm going to put a pull in with this bonus. And, you know, the whole family, ooh, this is amazing. And so as he's revealing his Christmas bonus to everybody, they said, well, why don't you read it out? And he said, it's a one-year membership to the Jelly of the Month Club. And many of you probably know what Eddie says in return. Clark, that's the gift that just keeps on giving the whole year. Good times, right? Good times. And, you know, the show is evergreen as far as it's not just about this time of year. It's about all times of year. But specifically, when we're talking about Christmas and the holidays and all this type of stuff, you hear people saying, oh, did you go shopping? Did you get your stuff? Did you get your Christmas gifts? Did you get your Hanukkah gifts? Did you get XYZ? You know, did you get everybody on your wish list, on your list? Did you get the gifts? Did you get this? Did you get that? And I don't know about you, but I'm one of those people in the camp that's like, I'm still not there yet. I'm still working on it. But I really feel that a lot of times, yes, it's nice to be able to give and receive. And it's nice to be able to show friends and family that you care. But I also realize that a lot of times we're not doing that for ourselves, and we're not really understanding what that means to buy or to get the perfect gift for ourselves, and what does that actually look like? And I kind of put some thought into this, and I was realizing and thinking about what would be the best gift to give yourself this year, and the greatest gift to give yourself this year, and I figured out that, you know, the name of it is a gift. It really is a gift, but it stands for certain things, right? And so, in order for us to really use this time on planet Earth to the best of our ability, and I really emphasize that, to the best of our ability. I mean, because we can do whatever we want to do. We don't have to hold to any standard. We don't have to do absolutely anything. But if we want to live to the best of our ability, to live our true life, right? To live our true life, not just the best of what we know, or the best of what we've seen, but living our truth, what does that mean? And so it's interesting because I figured that the first thing is, and it's one of the hardest things to master. It's one of the things that there's a lot of folks all over the planet that throw this word around. There are people that have workbooks, and there are people that have books out on there, and they have cards, and they've created all these things to help you understand this. But I feel like a lot of times this word is thrown around easily, but the practice of actually doing it is really challenging. The concept of gratitude, right? Gratitude is the quality of being thankful. It's the readiness to show appreciation for and return kindness. Gratitude is more like having a sense of thankfulness, right? And the feeling is from what? From within. And this comes from within, not from the outside world and not what we can necessarily buy at all. It has to be within us and finding that appreciation within ourselves. And so really, that's where the construct is, right? That's where the focal point is that in order to have gratitude, we have to find the appreciation within ourselves. We have to find the appreciation for our life within ourselves without buying and getting things. You know, I mean, it's interesting how we can, you know, we can get a car, for example, and you're like, ooh, I got this car. It's so nice. Oh, my gosh. And it's like for a few weeks, you know, you get the new car smell and you're so happy about it. But eventually, what does that do? It wears off. right? It's like anything that you buy outside of yourself, over time, it's going to wear off. And so where does deep appreciation and gratitude come from? And so that comes from being able to understand the value of why we're here, what we're doing here. And it's interesting because I found that also the concept is not based on other people in our life and what they're doing for us. It's really based on what we're doing for ourselves. Okay. And I know that there's a lot of confusion when it comes to this because people talk about, oh, it's about self-care. Oh, it's about doing this, it's about doing that. But I really think it's about gratitude is like the simplest of things. It's like breaking it down to the simplest equation and looking at life in the simplest of means. Think about it. It's like, you know, take off the jewelry, take off the designer clothes. I mean, for that matter, take off your clothes. I mean, get rid of everything and have it in the spot, in the situation of what it is that it is you, honestly, you purposefully. You and the role of you playing out your part here on this planet at this time. And I feel like it's also about having like thankfulness and appreciation for, you know, the people, the places, the things in our life, the humans and also the animals, but also being able to have that appreciation for the things that we come to the table with. And I find that very interesting. The thing that we come to the table with, being able to appreciate our place in this world, being able to appreciate the talents that we bring, the things that we offer, the things that we can help other people with. And that's really, I think, the biggest challenge is taking the values, the things that we do well, and assimilating that to help other people. Because essentially that's our duty, right? Is to help others, I think, to help them be better than they were yesterday, to help myself be better than I was yesterday. But I think it flows out there. It's like a constant situation where we're finding appreciation and then looking back within ourselves to find that. And later on in the hour, I'm going to, you know, explain some things that we have to eliminate to be sure that we can create this honest gratitude. Because there's some things, honestly, that are in our way and probably in many of your way of really seeing this. There's some toxicity, there's some manipulation, there might even be some folks in your life that you need to step back from. There may be some situations that you're taking too personally that you need to step back from. There may be some people that you need to just walk away from. Or at least limit your exposure. There's also some other things that we're doing too with social media in comparison that we'll talk about later on here. Of some things that we have to be aware of. And in order to really be grateful and have that gratitude, you know, we have to be able to see that truth. We have to be able to see that side. We have to be able to, you know, approve of that without having people behind us or around us trying to deface that or devalue that. The next part about the gift that I hope that you can give yourself this year is identity. You know, knowing our truth, our true identity, no matter what other people say or do about you. Being able to express yourself from a place of personal identity. And that is so important, is that I know that, you know, it's interesting because I know that all of us have had people that are naysayers in our life, people that try to put us down, try to make fun, try to manipulate or control, or just honest hate directed toward you. And those are the things that we need to realize. And we have to be careful when that's around us because we can't really focus so truly on that. But we have to understand where that's coming from and understand that there's always going to be some sort of naysayers in your life. However, we need to limit them. And with the identity process, we need to have a strong identity to know who we are and what we stand for. To know what we stand for, to know who we really believe in, or how we believe in ourselves. To know when we look at ourselves, not only in the mirror, but when we consciously realizing what we stand for, realizing our value system. What do we value? What's important to us? And then how do we show that and radiate that to the world? How do we show that identity to the world? How do we do that? And we're going to talk more about that here in just a little while. But I just think this is the direction that is so powerful because if we can focus on this, even when somebody is saying things to you that are hateful and mean, and when they're wanting you to fight back and you calmly don't, it basically keeps reaffirming your identity. Instead of questioning your identity anymore, it reaffirms your identity. It's almost like, it's funny how when you begin to really appreciate who you are, the other stuff kind of is like a boomerang back to anybody that's throwing something in your face or upsetting you or whatever, especially when you know who you are and you're grounded in that identity. The next part of the gift is flow, being in the flow. Many of you know about the zone, right? It's the mental state of operation in which a person performs an activity, is fully immersed in that, in a feeling of energized focus, full involvement, and enjoyment in the process of the actual activity. It's being in the zone, right? When we're in the zone, that's powerful. When we're in the zone, we're able to participate and fully immerse ourselves in the zone. And that's what I think is so amazing, is that when we get in that zone and you feel that zone and you've been in the zone and you know what I'm talking about, when you get into that zone, whew, that's some powerful stuff. That's some powerful stuff. And you can feel being in that zone. You can feel what that looks like. You can understand being in that zone. You can see what being in the zone is. You can realize it, because for the first time when you're in the zone and you get in the zone more and more often, it literally is full immersion. It is like so full awareness, and you're consciously aware of what you're doing in that moment. And that's the way that life is supposed to be. Full immersion, fully in the moment. That's what Buddhist monks do. That's what they do with meditation. Do you understand? That's the whole concept of why we're here. It's not about the noise in your head. We don't want to keep, you know, perpetuating those noises. We want to be able to get into the flow. And the only way into the flow is to be in the moment. And the only way to be in the moment is to be okay with where you are and to know who you are. And last but not least, in the gift is the last letter is time. Realizing of being in the moment, not seeing this as an accumulation, but seeing it as a minute-to-minute thing. Not seeing it as accumulation, but seeing it as a minute-to-minute thing. And that can be very, very powerful. You see what I'm saying? That can be extremely powerful in the process. Because time is relevant. Time is there. Time is circular. Not seeing it as accumulation, seeing it as a minute-to-minute, moment-to-moment situation is very powerful. And that's where we want to be at. That's what we want to do. That's where we want to go from A to B. And so when you think about the gift that you want, when you think about the gift that you will give yourself, and you understand what that looks like, this is the gift that transcends time and space. And it's something that can be used every day, all day, to continue to fulfill your time here, the reason for that, and the value. So when we return, we're talking about some of the things that you can eliminate from your life to get there. We can talk about some of the things that get in the way, and we can talk about some of the things to be aware of this time of year and throughout the year to be sure to cultivate this on a daily basis. It's up to you, and I know you can do it. So stay tuned. We got a lot more coming up here on the show. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
I hope you've enjoyed my history and lore trails here on Ashley's True Life Show. I know that there are many more amazing stories in your own family that we can discover in your tree. Hi, I'm Dan from Dancestors Genealogy. We take the hard part of discovering your family's past away from you by doing all of the research. You and your family end up with a beautifully bound heirloom book to view and enjoy. As a longtime genealogist, my staff and I know precisely where to look. We know what to look for and to preserve your story. So consultations with me are always free. Create your family heirloom book for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or next Christmas by talking with me, Dan, at Dancestors Genealogy. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's dancestorsgenealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.
Why do you think bank presidents and jewelry store owners trust ADT to protect their homes and businesses? Because they feel safe, and you can too. How would you like to monitor your home from fire, floods, and yes, robberies without even being there right from your smartphone? That is peace of mind. You may even save money on your homeowner's insurance just by having an ADT system installed. And there's even a money-back guarantee. How about that? We guarantee 100% satisfaction. You have nothing to risk. Why do you think people who have so much to protect trust ADT? Because it works. Call right now for a free quote. We'll even give you a free gift for calling. So pick up your phone and call Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider, now.
800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. That's 800-818-0191.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been revealing the gift that you want to get yourself this year. The gift that you want to get yourself this year and not ever part from. The one gift that keeps on giving, as Eddie says, about the Jelly of the Month Club. But this is a lot better than the Jelly of the Month Club. This is something that we can actually have for the rest of our life that's not going to expire and not going to go bad. So if you think about it, gift is gratitude, identity, flow, and time. When we stay in the concept of gratitude, when we stay in our identity, when we stay in the process and zone of flow, and when we realize the truth about time, we begin to create a reality that's much different than most people's reality here on the planet. Most people's reality are not based in any of that. It's based on what happened yesterday. It's about thinking about the past. It's about speeding up to the future. It's about future thinking. It's about what can I buy, what can I get to make myself feel better. And that's the concept. Who can be in my life and give me that great compliment that I can revel about and think about and use to further my identity, right? Who can I put down and make feel bad so that I can raise myself up? And so I know that many of you that listen to the show come from a different place. You're not manipulative. You may have been manipulated. Many of you do not use gaslighting, but you may have been gaslit. Many of you may have been, mentally or emotionally abused. There's lots of different levels here. And you're looking for resolve in your life. You're looking for help. You're looking for that answer, those answers, to be able to calm that and walk away from that and be able to feel like solid. And so the first thing that I want us to begin to eliminate is our comparison to other people and other things and other deals and other images. Because I found that there's a lot of folks that are working on this planet at this time that it's all about image. Image is king. Just like they say cash is king, image is king, right? So it's like all about the image. Everything's about the image. And I know that you have friends and family that are probably very image-based. They put everything on Instagram. Everything on Instagram. They even put their time with their kids or their marriage on Instagram. And their marriage is not going well. And their kids' situation, the kids don't even see them. And I want you to think about that, because a lot of times we have a tendency of comparing our lives to other people's image. Think about that. Comparing our lives to other people's images, to other people's image for that matter. Think about that. We're comparing. And we're believing the fact that we are not valuable enough, that there's something wrong with us because our image doesn't look the same as us. And we're not realizing that sometimes, you know, you might take a picture of yourself one time, but that person took a picture of themselves 50 times to get that one picture. And I've realized that comparison can be hateful on ourselves, right? Comparison can cause hate and anger and resentment within ourselves, because we wonder, why can't I just get there? Why can't my life look like that? Why can't I be that successful? Why can't I have those things? Why can't I have a family that looks like that? Some of you maybe can't have children, and you look at how other people have children, and it's overwhelming to you. Maybe you haven't been married, and you haven't found the right person, and you're seeing all these people with their happy spouses and these images. Perhaps you're looking to be financially successful, but it seems that you've gotten the other stuff tackled. You've gotten the spirituality. You're working on that. You're working on being a better person every day. You're helping people. You're guiding people. But as far as financial success, has been a challenge. And you see pictures of other people where their financial success, they have financial success. And from your perspective, you say, God, I just wish if I could just do that. So that's one of the things that I want to continue talking about here in the next segment. The whole concept of the gift. How we can give the gift to ourselves, how we can hold on to the gift, how we don't lose the gift, you know, like in a horrible white elephant secret Santa thing, how we can keep on to it, and how we can eliminate the BS out of our life. Okay, stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. Two shakes.
I hope you've enjoyed my history and lore tales here on Ashley's True Life Show. I know that there are many more amazing stories in your own family that we can discover in your tree. Hi, I'm Dan from Dancestors Genealogy. We take the hard part of discovering your family's past away from you by doing all of the research. You and your family end up with a beautifully bound heirloom book to view and enjoy. As a longtime genealogist, my staff and I know precisely where to look. We know what to look for and to preserve your story. So consultations with me are always free. Create your family heirloom book for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or next Christmas by talking with me, Dan, at Dancestors Genealogy. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's DancestorsGenealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. As the Omicron variant of COVID-19 quickly spreads across the United States, public health experts fear that Texas' healthcare system could once again be overwhelmed by the disease within weeks. It's really accelerating fast, said Dr. Peter Hotez, a virologist at Baylor College of Medicine.
I hate to be the Dr. Grinch that stole Christmas, but around Christmas time, we should see Omicron really a huge issue, and that means we're going to start seeing a big uptick in hospitalizations.
Boeing on Friday suspended its COVID-19 vaccine requirement for U.S. employees, becoming the latest company to drop the rule amid pushback from some employees and in response to a court decision blocking President Joe Biden's vaccine mandate for federal contractors. This is USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about the gift that keeps on giving all year long. And it's not the gift that you get at Sephora, and it's not the gift that you get at Neiman's, and it's not the gift that you get at the auto dealership. It's the gift that you give yourself. Gratitude, identity, flow, and time. And yes, I made that up. I made that up. I know, out of the recesses of my brain. Ashley makes these up, yeah. But I think this is very true and logical and smart. And I really feel that if we operate from that sense of reality and we create that reality in our own life, whether it's the holiday season or any time of the year, folks that have a tendency of getting to us or making us feel bad or walking over our values or what have you, we actually have a support system within ourselves to be able to feel good about ourselves, not take something that someone says negatively to heart, as well as not taking so many of other things to heart. Because you have to remember, right before the break, you know, it's interesting because we were talking about comparison, comparing ourselves to other people, comparing ourselves to other versions of them. It's the image, right? It's comparing our lives to other people's images. Okay, now I really want to state that for the fact here. We're not comparing our lives to other people's lives because, honestly, we really don't have any clue what their life is about. Most of them, honestly. But we do know the image that they provide. We do know the image that they're creating on social media. We do know the image that they might be creating on Instagram. Or the outward image that they create when we're socially hanging out with them, right? That image that they have. We know that. And so I want you to catch that the next time that you're looking at that, whether you're looking at a newspaper or a magazine of friends that you know in an article, or you're looking at social media, or you're looking at Facebook, or you're looking at Instagram, or you're looking at any of those types of things and saying, okay, why am I doing this to myself? Why am I agonizing over the images of other people? Why? Because we're kind of taught to do that, right? That's the program. That's the program that's been going on for a long time. And I know that many of you are trying to divert from that program. I know that. But it's old habits die hard, right? Old programs die hard. And so in that process, we have to catch that. So one of the things that I want you to be aware of in order to connect with gratitude is to connect and realize and be aware of the times that we're comparing ourselves to other people. And some of it can be subconscious. Some of it's very conscious, some of it's subconscious. I mean, it could be very small. It could be comparing yourself to the intelligence level that you think someone else is. It could be comparing yourself to the house that you see someone else living in. It could be comparing yourself to somebody else that has a different title than you at the job. It could be comparing. It just keeps going. And so being able to recognize when that's happening, how it's happening, and what's going on, it's so powerful. The next thing that I want to talk about is letting go of anybody that's creating hate or manipulation or stirring up negativity or negative emotion in your life. Okay? Many of us have those people in our life. Maybe they've been around our life for a long time. Maybe they've been with us forever. Maybe they're in our family dynamic. Maybe they're so-called friends. Maybe there are people that need to be kind of walked away from. Maybe there are people that we need to stand up to. Maybe it is literally a program that we have to begin to let go and see it for what it is and learn from that particular program. And it's interesting because I've had clients come to me and say, you know, I feel like I'm surrounded by these narcissistic type people. It's like, you know, I look back at my mom and, you know, she's a narcissist, and I look back at this, and I look back at my first husband, and I look at this, and then I look at my boss, and I look, and it's like, okay, and they're like, am I bringing this to me? Yes, you are. Because of the programming that we've been raised on. Is it your fault? There's no fault here. Let's not talk about fault. Fault and blame is BS. But yes, okay, so we connect with that energy based on the programming that we're used to. And the reason why that works, let's say, for example, the narcissist in your life. Let's say that you have a large amount of them. And you're like, wow, I'm running out of, I got so many narcissists, I got to start a store on Etsy and start selling them. Got so many different kinds, versions, shapes and sizes of narcissists. You start selling them wholesale. I don't know who's going to buy them. I'm sure the heck not going to buy them from you. But, you know, and you look at it and you see that situation. I love that from Seinfeld. The jerk store called and they're running out of you. But, you know, it's interesting because you have these types of people. And what happens here is that we were surrounded by that energy growing up. And then what we did is we, as a child, you're not able to sit there and say, hey, you know what? This isn't working for me, guys. You know what I'm saying? Time out. You're all about self, and the only thing that you care about is when I make you look good. Hence why you were at my Little League game after I started winning, but you didn't have time to be there before. If I do anything that's less than stellar, you act like I don't exist. And the list goes on. We didn't have a chance to do that, and we didn't even know what was going on. You know, it's funny. It's not funny. It's actually sad. As a kid, you actually think, okay, it's something you did, and it's your problem, and it's horrible. It's horrible because you're thinking growing up, oh my gosh, I've done this to myself. I'm the problem. I'm the issue. Mom, because I'm running on mom program, and I'm running on dad program. Oh, they're going to be there all the time, every day, all day, because they're perfect parents, and I must be a horrible kid, because otherwise they would be at all my games, or they would be at all my cheer sessions, or they would be at all my whatever, fill in the blank, all my piano lessons, all my guitar lessons, whatever that is, right? But it's like you grow up with that, and then you get more of it, because you get around people that, you know, they like it when you win, they like it when you look good, because they're able to sit there and say, hey, that's my friend, or hey, that's my girlfriend, or hey, that's my boyfriend, but when the chips are down, what's going on? What about the manipulation and the gaslighting? You're used to it, right? So think about this. When people manipulate us, they hurt our feelings. They put us down. I mean, if you had never been put down or manipulated in your life and you get into a relationship where somebody's doing this to you, you would be like, whoa, whoa, wait a second. I must have gotten the wrong memo here because I don't even understand what's going on in this relationship. I'm completely lost. Can you tell me what's happening? Because I feel like we're speaking two different languages, and I personally don't accept this in my life. No, unfortunately, we're so used to it. We're like, okay, I guess I'm going to deal with this again. Let me try to defend myself. Let me try to show my value. Let me try to express who I am. I hope they will understand me. Why can't they understand me? What's wrong with me? Let me try to express myself more so that they understand me. It's interesting. This was years and years ago, and I still think about this often. And the reason why I think about this is I broke a cycle pattern in my life. And this was a long time. This was probably 7 years ago. And I was hanging out with somebody that we had become friends. And it was weird because every conversation we had, and I started realizing it, they just didn't understand from where I was coming from. I tried to express myself, and I tried to explain, and it seemed that every time I tried to explain myself, it wasn't understood. Not only was it not understood, the other person would have a million questions as to why I was saying that, and then instead of thinking the good side of it, would also ask more and more questions to the point where I felt like I was blue in the face from trying to express something that there wasn't enough words to express, and it didn't matter how I expressed it, they still didn't see it. It's almost like telling somebody about an idea you have, and they still don't get it, and they still don't get it, and then you draw it out on a napkin or a piece of paper, and they still don't get it, and you're trying to explain it, and then you go to the internet, and you show an exact example, and they still don't see what you're talking about. It's like, at what point in time do you realize that you're speaking two different languages, and this person's not going to get you? And I remember at that moment, I realized that there had been moments in time where I had structured myself around people that honestly, because they were so self-absorbed and they were focusing on their literal program, they didn't really understand where I was coming from, nor did they really want to understand. And it was interesting because instead of seeing the best in me, they wanted to see the worst. And I think that many of you understand what I'm talking about because, you know, it's interesting when you see the best in somebody, you see their value, you appreciate them for who they are. But I feel that when we're surrounded by that growing up and we're used to that, we go into the adult formation of that. We find more people that we have to do that with. And eventually we find ourselves in a place where we feel like nobody understands and we have quite a bit of resentment. And so that's why we have a tendency. So I want you to start looking around you and start analyzing who are the people that you have to, over-explain. And in that situation in my life, I remember I looked at that person and I said, I really care about you. And I love you as a human being on this planet. But to be quite honest with you, I can't spend any more time with you. And they literally thought I was crazy. They did. They were like, well, what do you mean? I was like, nothing. We don't ever solve any issue. Everything that we talk about is circular in logic. When I try to express my true emotions, you either make fun of, laugh, or tell me that I'm not right to think that way. And I feel like I'm constantly being judged. And I literally had to walk away from the relationship, and the person was very angered about that, but I did the best thing I could, and it was challenging. It was very challenging at the time because I hadn't done anything like that really in a while. And I realized, and I had cleaned house, obviously, years before that, but that was so powerful. And I've realized that sometimes you don't have to completely walk away from somebody. And I did it in a very ethical, positive, and true way. You know, it was uncoupling of friends. I guess if you were coupled, it's not a coupling, but it's like disconnecting as friends in a very honest, true way. But I think that sometimes we need to put some distance in between some of these folks. And we need to know who. And we don't need to look at their definition or title to do that. And I think that can be very helpful. And that can only strengthen our identity. Because we need to really know who are the folks that are on this planet that actually get us. And who on this planet do we actually understand? And look at the value that that poses. Because to me, there's a lot of value there in being able to communicate your feelings to somebody else. And then they might not always accept what you say or be like, oh man, this is amazing, or yeah, you hung the moon. They might not always agree with you, but the fact that they understand why you said it, or the fact that they at least accept the fact that you did, and you can accept the fact that they might say things that you don't always agree with, but you understand and you accept them as an individual to be able to make that, to have that perspective. You know, I find it interesting, too, being in the flow. I like to call this mindfulness. So if you look at my last book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life, I'm talking about mindfulness in it, living in the actual moment. And this is very hard to do. I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, this is such easy stuff. People throw this stuff around like you can do it in a minute. It's not true. It takes real work. It takes real dedication. I mean, it's like, you can't fly a plane in 1 minute. You can't get mindful in 1 minute. You want to learn how to fly a plane? You want to learn how to fly a big plane? You got to take flying lessons. You got to work at it. You got to be there. You got to take the classes. You got to get up in the air with the instructor. Same thing with mindfulness. It's not easy. It takes time. It takes thousands of hours to be really great at it. Just like flying. Just like anything else. It's like being on the radio. Just like anything else. And so it's interesting because it's like once we look at that and we catch the mindfulness concept, the only way to get there is to start working on our inner thoughts. Our inner thoughts are what gets in the way of what? Our mindfulness. It gets in the way of us being in the moment, being in the flow, living in the moment, having that involvement, enjoying the process of the activity, living in that moment. And in order to get to your thoughts, you have to start doing some journal dumping. I've talked about that before. I'll talk about it again. There's a lady that's going to come on later on next year. Actually, she's got a new book coming out. And the actual name of the book is The Artist's Way. And I'm trying to think what she's going to be coming out with a new book, Julia Cameron. But one of the things that Julia talked about in the book that was the, you know, international bestseller, The Artist's Way, was she's going to come on right at the beginning of the year here on Live Your True Life Perspectives on national radio with us. So it'll be great. And she talks about the journal dumping, and she talks about how you do it. And every morning or every night, just get in there, get a pad, get a real pad of paper. Okay, don't be trying to write this on the back of envelopes and bills and your water bill and all this stuff and on the backs of paper towels and all. Come on. Come on. Your mindfulness, your flow, it's more valuable than that, like a bounty roll of paper. I mean, you're not going to hold that bounty roll. I look at all my pieces of scrap paper here. No, I need you to get like a notebook and just start writing and journal dumping. And all it is every day or every night, once a day or twice a day, you just write for 5 minutes every single thing that comes to your mind. And you're going to see, whoa, my brain has going like 100 miles an hour. You're going to start realizing why it's so hard to get quiet, because guess what? You got all that going on in your head all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so I'm just trying to get you prepared to understand what we have going on, because that's going to really help us to get into the flow and to understand what's happening that's getting in the way of us being in the moment. Because those million thoughts that you have that you write down during that journal dump and you start realizing it, and that's what I really help clients to do, is to understand that once we get over the manipulation and the gaslighting and the narcissists and the folks in our life that are causing us pain and suffering, once we get past that, then we work into our own stuff and we start looking at what's in our own mind that's causing our own pain and suffering, right? Exactly. Exactly. See, there's multiple layers. We have the outside world that's causing pain and suffering. We have the inside world that's causing pain and suffering. We got to get to that, right? So once I help you move past and emotionally get past some of these people in our life and put distance and do all this stuff, then we can get into the deep thoughts. And so hopefully you're able to do some journal dumping here in the next few days. Start it off. You got to start somewhere. I know it's like working out. You might not want to do it, but if you get in there one time and you keep the consistency, you'll actually like it. I got more coming up, so don't turn the dial. Don't turn the dial. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shades.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Great to be back. We've been talking today about the gift that keeps on giving, the gift that I want you to give yourself, that gratitude, the identity, the flow, and the time to really connect. And right before the break, we were talking about the mindfulness and being mindful and being able to do that journal dumping that we were talking about, and that's so powerful. It really is powerful. And I ask you to do that for yourself because it's powerful to do. And if you can do it once a day, even better. Twice a day? Awesome. You're going to be really able to see the thoughts in your head. You're going to be able to see what's really going on in that head. And it's going to be helpful for us to understand the programs that we need to work on, the thoughts that we need to work on, and things that are getting in the way of you living your truth in your true life. And the last thing I want to talk about is time, because I think a lot of times when people put a lot of stock in time, but they see time as a negative thing and they see time as an accumulation thing. And that's where I feel like we go wrong. That's where I feel like we make decisions that aren't to the best of our ability. And that's where I feel like it's a problem. And I feel like time, if we can look at it on a day by day, minute by minute, what are we wanting to create in this moment? What are we wanting to create today? Waking up with that envisioning, even if you have some naysayers around you, keeping that distance. And sometimes with some of these naysayers, you're gonna have to step back emotionally, and you're gonna have to quantify what needs to be done appropriately. However, the interesting thing about time is that when you wake up in the morning, I'd love you to be able to start looking at this in a way that can be very valuable, is looking at, okay, what is it that I want to create today? And I know that many of us work long hours, and I understand because I do too. But being able to understand, what do we want to create today? What do we want to make today? What do we want to do to facilitate a better planet and to help other people and to grow? And what is it that we want? And really mindset that and put that into your head. And really focus on that reality on a day-to-day basis. But I really want you to instinctively, even if it's something that you, even if you're working a job that you're not totally in love with or don't like at all, maybe you're having to deal with some stuff in life that's challenging. If we're able to be mindful and in the moment, even in challenging times, it says a lot about not only who you are, but it also shows that you're able to see things clearly. You're able to understand things clearly. You're able to really focus on things clearly, but you're able to take that to the next level. Good or bad, indifferent. Some of the no's that we get are in our life. When somebody says no, it can be the absolute best thing. When somebody shows their true colors and they might be not very positive, that can be the best thing because we're able to do what we need to do to safeguard ourselves and to move on and to not waste time anymore. And when we're in the moment and we're in that flow, we're able to see that as true. We don't take things, you know, I mean, we don't take things in a way that we define everything based on that negative program or that positive program. We're able to see through that. And so if I ask you, for right now, I'd love you to think about that. Giving yourself this gift, gratitude, finding that solid identity, being in the flow, realizing what time is, and giving that to yourself today and every day, and refocusing on that every day, because it's so powerful. This is what makes us powerful. This is what takes us to that next level. That's what this is. And I'm so happy that I'm able to be here on the radio and have this communication and be on social media while we're doing this and just really connecting. Because it's us joining together, this group of us, this organization of us, all of us coming together that want better lives, that want to be the best version of ourselves. It's so powerful. And together we can make amazing things happen. Together there are no mountains we have to move. They're already moved. So I'm hoping that you have a wonderful holiday season. I hope that we connect. And throughout this year, in an evergreen format, we'll continue to give the gift to ourselves. And you can inspire other people with this gift as well. If you haven't already, check out the website. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Also, check out the YouTube channel. You can go to YouTube. We got new video content every week. And we're going to start revving that up. I know that we've been a little lax on some content lately, but we're going to make up for that here in the new year. And we'd love to hear any of your comments or suggestions as well, or some things that you would like to talk about, because you know what? This is about you. It's to help you. It's to help everybody connect with a better life and to be happier, healthier, in the best form they can of themselves. Okay, so next week we have Christmas, so we won't be on the air, but guess what? We'll be back the following week, and we're all going to have a lot of fun and good times, and we can't wait, and we're here, so let us know. Reach out if you need anything. Take care. Live your true life perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in three shakes.
It is interesting to see how the subjects on Ashley's True Life show and current events so often correlate with past events. As Ashley says, history often repeats itself. Our Dancestors genealogy research comes across great stories from the past that tie to families and our shared history regarding what happens in our country and our community. Dancestors clients have had ancestors that were colonizers, explorers, founders of religions, gunslingers, kings and queens, knights, pirates, heroic soldiers, witches, and witch hunters. Let's find out who the characters are in your family tree. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's dancestorsgenealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.